voters will make decisions tomorrow that will affect the state and their communities, reaching far beyond the vote. WPR News has launched a special project called Beyond the Ballot, which is looking into the biggest issues that face Wisconsinites. WPR reporter Bridget Bowden is here to give us an update on the project. Bridget, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So explain for us, what is the Beyond the Ballot project?
The Beyond the Ballot project is an initiative that the WPR News team is taking on this year. We have a goal of talking to 500 people across the state, asking them all the same questions to find out what issues are at the top of people's minds in Wisconsin, especially when it comes to politics. We're trying to find out what issues are important and what's motivating people to go to the polls.
And so where are you at with this project? What have you undertaken so far?
We are about a month into doing interviews. We've done about 60 interviews so far. And we are officially launching the project today. So you'll hear content on the airwaves all day.
What are these questions that people are being asked? And we have the questions, by the way, on the morning show page at WPR.org.
Yeah, so there are six questions. The first of which is, are you going to vote in this election? And also, did you vote in the 2016 elections? We also want to know.
Meaning the November
2016.
Right, since there is an election tomorrow.
Correct.
Just clarifying.
Yes, so we are looking, since we're just launching the project now, we're looking forward to this fall. The second question is, what is the single most important issue to you and why? Do you feel like your elected officials reflect you and the community you live in? The fourth question is a two-parter. Can you tell me about a time when the government did something that helped you? And can you tell me about a time when the government did something that hurt you? What questions do you have for the candidates? We're asking people as a question, what questions do they have? And the final question is, what's going on in your community that nobody's talking about?
So some really thought-provoking questions there. What have you heard so far from Wisconsinites?
We have heard all sorts of things. You know, we're asking what issues are the most important to people. And so far, we're finding out that people care about a wide variety of things. We've heard people who care the most about environmental issues, people who care about transportation issues, people who care about jobs. But one thing that keeps coming up over and over again is access to health insurance. So I actually brought a few clips to play from some interviews we've done. The first is Rob Roy from Milton. 2 years ago, he had a liver transplant, so health insurance is really important to him.
I'm a transplant recipient, so at some point I'm going to need insurance, and I would rather retire before I'm old enough to be eligible for Medicare. You know, I could retire next year if I had insurance, but that's probably not going to be the case, so I'm going to have to continue working until I'm old enough to get Medicare.
Yeah, so certainly healthcare on his mind.
Yeah, healthcare is on a lot of people's minds. But interestingly, a lot of people have very differing opinions on how healthcare policy should be handled. So I have another clip from Kelly Bascom, who is a sonographer. And she says getting insurance for her son, who's in his 20s, was just too expensive.
I have a son who turned 27 during in the last couple of years, and when we looked at the Affordable Care Act for insurance for him, it was not affordable, and I told him not to take, even though I work in the healthcare, I advised him not to take any healthcare and just pay the penalty, and then if he needed it, he could get it later.
And she says that that's worked out really well for her so far.
So really taking a strategic approach to healthcare and the workarounds in order to make ends meet.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So how will you, in the Beyond the Ballot project, you know, you gather all of this information, then what happens to it?
A lot of different things happen. So we will be creating stories, just like you would hear on our newscasts, feature stories and news stories, news spots. We'll also be coming on the talk shows just like this to play clips. And then everything will also eventually end up on the web. So you'll be able to eventually scroll through and check out everyone's stories.
Do you think that these issues really impact how people vote, what they ultimately do on election day?
Oh, I think they definitely do. I think that there are a lot of people who are voting because of the things that really affect their lives day to day. And that's maybe something that we don't hear about a lot on the news. You know, we hear from candidates and we hear from people who work for candidates. But hearing from the real people who are voting and who are living these issues day to day is something that we might be lacking in the news. And we're hoping to not only find out what is important to people that we already know is important to people, you know, jobs, healthcare, these sort of hot button issues. We're also hoping to maybe find out things that we didn't know were important to the people of Wisconsin and cover those issues as well.
We're talking right now with Bridget Bowden. She is heading up a WPR news project called Beyond the Ballot, looking into the biggest issues that face Wisconsinites. You can join in with your issues. What do you think revolves around your life? How and are you going to vote in the 2018 election? 800-642-1234. What is the single most important issue to you in the election? Do you feel like your elected officials reflect you and the community that you live in? Why or why not? Tell us about a time when government did something that helped you. Can you tell us about a time when government did something that ultimately hurt you? And what questions do you have for candidates? What's going on in your community that you feel nobody's talking about, that's undercovered? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org, post on the Ideas Network Facebook page, tweet us those things at WPR Mornings. Bridget, do you think it is important to be able to get these voices from perhaps, you know, places that haven't been reported on before?
Absolutely. So we, the news team, are actually compiling a list of types of people who we don't reach very well. So we have a goal of making sure that we interview these people throughout the project. So voices that we don't normally have on the radio, we want to make sure are included as part of this project.
And where you're also going to have some, be at some events going on around the state in order to ask people directly face to face.
Definitely. Right? So we actually started the project at big events. Our first one was the Wisconsin Public Television Garden Expo back in February. We set up a table and had a microphone and a reporter. And just as people walked by, we flagged them down and had them sit down with us and answer our questions. So we're planning to be at summer festivals, farmers markets, really anywhere where there might be a big group of people, we're going to be looking to go out and ask our questions.
How were you received in that first event? Because sometimes people can be very guarded about their views.
Yeah, they definitely can. But we were really excited that people wanted to talk about what they had to say. I think that a lot of people, especially people who don't normally have a platform to share their opinions, are very enthusiastic to tell you what they think and excited to get the chance to do that.
How much time did you spend with them?
We spent probably between 5 and 15 minutes with each person.
Did you find over the course of those 5 to 15 minutes that you felt like you really understood where they were coming from?
In some cases, yes. In other cases, we felt like if we wanted to pursue more with that person, we could call them back or maybe visit them where they live. We are trying to make sure to get contact information for each person so we can follow up. In some cases, we may go back to their hometown and see what their life is really like.
What excites you about this project?
A lot of different things excite me, but I think just the opportunity to meet so many people across the state and hear what they have to say. We're only 1 month in, and I've already discovered that people have so many different opinions that come from their own lived experiences. So that's really interesting to me.
It's like you're discovering a whole new Wisconsin.
Kind of.
On this, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, too, as you mentioned before, you know, we often hear so much from the people in office, quote unquote, the talking heads, the people who offer official statements. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole nother world out there of people who don't hold public offices.
Definitely. There's a whole world of those types of people. And also, I should say, we will be talking to people in this project who are not voters, because they have interesting stories to tell as well, whether they are not citizens and can't vote, or maybe they're too young to vote. But we are including people who are not, you know, going to the polls.
What insights could they be offering?
Well, they definitely still have issues that affect their lives. The things that we vote on and the people we vote for, even if you don't vote, do affect you. So those people have important thoughts to share as well.
And of course, young people who are not of voting age yet, they will be soon. They will one day be voters.
They one day will be voters. And if the events of the past few weeks have taught us anything with the March for Our Lives, is that those people have very loud voices, even though they can't vote.
Well, Bridget, thank you so much for coming in and sharing this project with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bridget Bowden is WPR's special projects reporter, and she was here to give us an update on the Beyond the Ballot project that is launching here from WPR News. And later this week, you'll hear the first feature from this special series. It's going to be focused on water quality. You can get involved. Head over to the morning show page at WPR.org. You can find the questions that the project is asking, and you can connect with the project there as well. This edition of the State Capitol Report was produced by Brianne Shasso. Michelle Johnson is executive producer, and Michael Deringer provided technical direction. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this is the Ideas Network. Remember, the conversation doesn't stop here. You can join us with your thoughts about Beyond the Ballot or about tomorrow's spring election right over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.